I'm Kyle Milan, and after 20 years in manufacturing, nobody knows more than me about industrial marketing and technical sales.
Nothing was blocking me. I was the problem, the only one stopping me. I didn't like it, I had to refocus. Now I'm devoted, I know where I'm going. Controlling emotions, I'm owning the moment. In order to get it, see, you gotta want it. This type of
if you're a manufacturing company, stop what you're doing with marketing and watch this video before you make any changes to your strategy. Manufacturing companies, industrial companies, you're out there Google searching what you should do with your marketing, and you're probably coming back with a lot of bare results unless you found this channel where I talk about industrial marketing a lot. How do I know what works? We are an industrial marketing agency. We do this at scale for companies, whether it's a product or a service in industrial manufacturing. This is what we do every day. We know what works. We're speaking from what our actual clients' results are and changes that we make to strategies along the way. Earlier this week, a potential customer came to us and said, hey, we want to talk to you guys about our marketing plan for 2023. But before we get into it and hire you guys, we want to see a marketing strategy and what you think would be best for our company. I'm here to share that with you, not their specific details of it, but the basic roadmap of the five key areas to focus on in 2023 and I think in 2024 as well, unless there's some micro adjustments based on new technology that pops up or changes in buyer behavior. Let's jump right into it with these five areas for you to focus on. Number one, you need to focus on web and SEO. You may be saying, I already did my website, my website's fine. Take another look at it, make micro adjustments, call to actions, pages that people are landing on. One key thing that we always look at for our clients is look at the top 10 landed on pages, not top 10 most views, top 10 most landed on pages. What are people seeing first for your company? When you go to those pages, are they optimized? Is it the best foot forward for your business? Or is it like, dude, that's a blog that I wrote like 2 years ago on this guide and people are going there, they might be dropping off from there. So you have to look at the top 10 landed on pages, but optimize your website, make micro adjustments. It doesn't have to be a complete overhaul. Update it for 2023 and you should see some massive improvements. The other side of it is SEO. When's the last time you audited your on-page SEO? For this particular company, we audited all of their SEO and SEO of their competitors. Some of their services they're dominating with and ranking high, but their other services they're not. There's some significant areas for improvement. This is typically how it's done with manufacturing companies. They pay an agency like MFG Tribe or typically just a regular B2B marketing agency. They build a website. It's optimized for on-page SEO. They publish it. They set it, they forget it, they move on. Whatever it ranks for, there's no adjustments after that. The issue is that most B2B agencies, marketing agencies, don't understand your industry. They don't know the difference between marketing to an engineer, operations, purchasing. They don't know the difference between services and machining, plastics, robotics, integration. And from a product standpoint, they don't understand the difference. So they do market research, but they're like, hey, these are the SEO keywords you should be going after. These are the highest ones. Let's optimize the page for that. Most of the time, it's not optimized 100%. They release it out. You don't look back on it. The issue with that is that when companies come to us and agencies and our agency is taking care of things, we look for those holes in the SEO strategy and the areas for improvement. We look at all the competition and we figure out how can we leapfrog over where they're at and dominate them because they're sleeping at the wheel. SEO is a long-term play. You need to optimize your webpage. You need to let Google crawl it. You need to make adjustments. You need to be making content, which we'll talk about next, to help boost SEO. But you need to be paying attention to it because that is what's going to help you show up in search, which either people are searching for you or they're not. And if they do search for you on LinkedIn or on Google, Bing, whatever, you need to show up. The only way to do that is do an extensive audit. If you guys want to learn more about it, head to the link below to mfgtribe.com and talk to us and we can do it for you. Number two area for you to pay attention to in 2023 is going to be content marketing. What do I mean by that? You have to create content on a consistent, regular basis. Break it into two categories. One of them is going to be written. The other one's going to be video. Why do you want to break it into two categories? Because half the market's reading, half the market wants to watch. You have to play to both personalities. Now, the strategy form is going to be similar. You want to either create a piece of content that is highly searched for, maybe not a video. People aren't going to be talking about your specific service or product in a video format on YouTube search, but videos can rank on Google because Google owns YouTube. So they're trying to push videos more towards the top. Whether it's a commonly searched for phrase, question, even if it's basic, you want to show up for it. You want to tell Google that you are the subject matter expert in all things related to your product or your service for industrial. And on the flip side of it, you want to show up for video as well. Now, the other area you need to look at is creating a piece of content, written and video, that is highly valuable for who you're going to go after, your target demographic. It's not going to be something that's highly searched for. It's going to be something that when you send it to them, it is going to educate them. It's going to provide a significant level of value, whether it's a guide, a downloadable ebook, a strategy, a tool that they can use for calculations, things like that. You have to think outside the box, like what's a common thing that our current customers or prospects are asking us for, common questions they're asking of our engineering team. Put all of those answers into a package and write that out, or have an agency like MFG Tribe write it for you, because we have technical engineers and degreed engineers on staff that do all of our writing. But we write over 500 articles a year. We know what we're talking about with this. This is what works. Write those articles, but you have to be doing it consistently. Same thing on the videos. Don't spend $15,000 for a 4-minute corporate overview video when you can come to us and we can do 20 to 30 videos in a single video shoot. And that is how we're going to drive the content out there. Put it onto your webpage, put it hosted on YouTube, put it on your website. Each one of your top 10 landing pages, going back to point number one, needs to have an article linked in it, a video on that page, because you want to take the traffic and make sure that they dive deeper into your content. That's going to help show Google that you're a subject matter expert. That's going to increase the amount of retention time that you have on your website. People are going to want to go deeper if it's not just words on a page and a couple of pictures. Links to videos, embedding the videos on your website, links to articles, signing up for newsletters, things like that. You can't do that if you don't have content. You can't just say, here's our value proposition, here's our capabilities, here's our equipment list, here's why our machines are the best or why our product is the best. You can't just do that anymore. You have to tell a story behind it. You have to prove it to everyone by creating content, because most of your competition isn't doing it. If most of your competition isn't doing something, and this can get a lot of attention, you need to do it quickly, you need to do it consistently, so that way you can jump over them from a market share standpoint, brand awareness, everything in between. You have to create content. If you do nothing else this year, create as much content as possible, because that is how you're going to distribute it and get more attention around your brand and more sales opportunities. The third point is going to be social media. Only pay attention to LinkedIn. I don't care what anybody else says. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Is your target demographic on those platforms? Yes. Are they on there as frequently? No. What's their mindset when they're on their platforms? When they're on Instagram, they're not thinking about their job. They're looking at stories and their friends and their family and people that they follow for inspiration. They're not like, ooh, let me go shop for a machine shop or shop for this type of equipment. They just want to do like personal downtime and kind of unwind at the end of the day. So LinkedIn, when they're in the LinkedIn platform, they're consuming content that's industry related, related to their job, related to what it is that they do on a daily basis. You need to be posting there on your company page 5 times a week. Kyle, 5 times a week is an insane amount. We only post once a week. Yes, that's why you're not getting growth. That's not why you're not getting a lot of opportunities coming in. The reason why you post 5 days a week is because you don't know when they're going to come into the platform. If you post on a Monday, they log in on a Wednesday, your stuff is already forgotten. It's already been lost. And especially if you're just posting an image with a link back to your website, if you don't have content, point number two, then you're going to be posting the same thing, buy from us, this is why we're great, whatever. You're not getting creative, you're not trying to provide value. So you have to have content. Once you create the content, push it out on LinkedIn 5 days a week. One of those posts should be industry-related content. Nothing to do with your company, nothing to do with what you guys do. Play to the persona of who you're trying to go after. They are engineers, they're purchasing, they're operations, they like other things. Find a trending article and post it on your page. Put your insights into it if you want to, but post it out there for people to see, like, dude, I'm not just talking about myself. I want to play to the persona and share something that is relevant to the entire market in industrial. But you have to pay attention to this platform. On the flip side of it, your client-facing salespeople, marketing people, need to be growing their network. They need to be sharing this content daily. They need to be posting their own content daily to build out their network to the 5, 10, 15,000 people range. And then from there, when they share a piece of content, they can get in front of the right people. And they could turn LinkedIn into a sales and money-making machine if they do it strategically. Don't just go in for the sale. Provide value first, then ask for an appointment. Ask if, hey, if you guys ever have a need with X, Y, and Z, let me know, because that's what we do. The fourth point is going to be email marketing. So the website is ready for more traffic. Your SEO organically is working. You've created a lot of content because you made that commitment. You're posting this stuff on social. How does it come back full circle? Well, you're trying to go after omnipresence, which is being everywhere all at the same time. You're trying to connect with those people on social. You're showing up when they're searching. Now it's time to directly go after them. Build a list using ZoomInfo or a platform like it. ZoomInfo is the best in my opinion. Pull them into a CRM system like HubSpot, which again is the best in my opinion, and you need to email market to them. Now, what you should not do is this is not a Home Depot ad on Sunday. Your email should not look like that. No images, no graphics, unless it's an image for a link to a video or an image for a link to an article. It should look as if you wrote it, but doing it at scale. It should be like, hey, here's a couple things I thought you might get some value out of, blah, blah, blah. Let me know if you ever need anything, things like that. You want it to be simple and to the point. You want to put a piece of content in it so that way it's not just you asking for their attention, asking for their time. You're saying, here's something valuable. Let me know if you ever have any questions or have a need, and go on with your day. Email marketing can work. You need to segment out groups. You need to create content that's specific to groups. If you're going after a lot of different industries, you could do content for aerospace, medical, industrial, agriculture, appliance. If those industries are what you're going after, you can create content to specific to those industries and then have people specific in those industries receive that content. It should be similar to all of them, but minor tweaks can work to be more effective because it's relevant. But I will say that if you're in aerospace and you have somebody that's in Department of Defense, military, government work, or somebody in agriculture, most likely the content you produce, they're gonna find relevant because they're gonna say, oh, this is this in this industry. I know it's not my industry, but it is very similar to us. I can use my own brain to understand how I can apply this to my own industry. So you don't have to go hyper-focus with it and break these out into a million different groups, but you need to send an email with content. Make it look very simple as if you just wrote it. Do not put images, banners, all that stuff. Like I said, it's not a Home Depot ad, but this is a way to see, can you get them through email? Those people that open it, engage, respond, put them into a different list. Then you need to pick up the phone and call these people, which most people don't do. They just hope, I'm gonna send an email, it's gonna bring me money. That's not how it works. That can work sometimes, but that's the exception, not the rule. Send them an email, give them a call following up on the email that you just sent. I promise you this works. We do this on a daily basis. And for some of our clients, we're the ones making the phone call to drive that traffic. The last area is going to be PPC, advertising, Google ads, social ads, YouTube ads. I am a fan of going organic first. Can you do advertising in PPC to jump yourself to the front, to the top of the list, while your organic is building? Yes, you can, but you need to be strategic. Go after strategic lists. Really beat up the search terms when you're looking at phrases. People that are searching phrases on Google, putting in your service, putting in your product, look at that. Don't go after broad match. Audit your results. Audit at how your campaigns are set up and really look at it from standpoint of like, is this $1,500, $1,000, $5,000 really driving me revenue? Most of the time it's not. Most of the time you can get a 30% reduction if you just beat it up a little bit. I'm a bigger fan of taking that. If I've got $5,000, I'd rather spend it on creating content that I can expand and go into different areas of putting it on the web, social, direct through email. I'd rather do that than spend $5,000 on ads. Unless your business is set up to where you're highly reliant on those ads to drive in the leads and opportunities, then continue doing that, but audit it and look at it and make adjustments, because most likely there's a significant amount of money that is being saved there. But if you guys are starting out your 2023 strategy or you're looking to make changes, one of the things in general I would recommend for manufacturing companies, drop the ad spend, invest those resources into something else. Then once you get the organic side busting out, then you can go back and spend a little bit of money on PPC, because you're trying to jump over while you're waiting for the organic results to show up on Google. Maybe you can do some strategic social ads on LinkedIn saying, I only want to go after people at these companies, these 100 companies, these 100 people, these job functions. That can work. Higher click costs, but it can be very beneficial if you're selling a higher ticket dollar item. If the item that you're selling is like $1,500, do not use LinkedIn. You'll waste your money. You'll be in the red and not profitable. But if you're selling higher services, higher dollar products, then yes, LinkedIn can work if you're strategic with it. So hopefully you guys got some value out of it. This is what works, marketing strategies for manufacturers. We know firsthand, I've been in manufacturing for 23 years. I've been doing sales and marketing in manufacturing for over 15. And our agency, MFG Tribe, does this every day for the past 8 years for companies that are medium-sized to large industrial companies, manufacturers. Whether it's a product or a service, this is what is going to work in 2023. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. Check out my channel. I've got over 500 videos. Probably more than half of them are talking about industrial marketing, marketing for manufacturers. Hit me up on LinkedIn and hit that follow button. We produce a ton of content. And with that being said, we will see you on the next one.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you got value out of it, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with one person you know. And if you can, leave me a review because it really helps me out. If you want to check out my other content, go over to YouTube. I've got a channel over there, as well as find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook under my name, Kyle Milan. I will see you on the next one.